know, a lot of coaches are scared to do that with their star players, but, you know, he can do that. He can call out everybody, call myself out, and, you know, and but at the same time, he'll commend you if you do a good job. He'll show footage of us doing things the right way. And, you know, we all know that with him, it's nothing personal, you know. So that's what we needed. That's what we continue to need. I'm sure tomorrow we'll watch some film and we'll see some mistakes and things that we can improve upon. But we're all on the same page. We're all trying to get better. We're all trying to win.
Yes, you were committed after the defensive effort tonight on Manu. I know it wasn't just you single-handedly, but you talk about what you really take away from this game.
Wow. I mean, just try to keep him out of the paint. You know, he's really good in the screen and roll, and our bigs did a great job of getting out, you know, making him see two people, making him become a facilitator. And then one-on-one, I just try to look at his midsection and not focus on the ball and his shoulders. He's really crafty, and, you know, I don't know if it worked or not, but, you know, he's a great player. I got a lot of respect for him, and he's a challenge. You know, he's a challenge, you know, personally and collectively for, as a team, and we can keep him out of the paint, get into the line, and, you know, then we can hopefully do a good job.
You covered a lot of the top scorers throughout the last couple of years. Why is he such a challenge? Is it because he's a lefty, or just the overall effort that he brings and the different ways he can attack the basket?
You know, he's a lefty. He's crafty. He's relentless. Just when you think he might, you know, either, you know, pass it or give up, I mean, he just goes hard every time. And, you know, the first game I tried to stay on his left hand and force him to go right. And he went right and went to the hole and blew by me about three or four times. And, you know, he's turned a weakness into a strength. And so he's just very crafty. He's a little unorthodox. He's athletic. You know, he's seen it all. He's good. You know, he's really good.
Brad Bench has been big contributors all season long, but the first 5 minutes might have proved to be the turning point tonight. They didn't score a lot of points, but they kept you around with a lot of hustle.
They didn't score a lot, but neither did San Antonio. And I thought Jared really did a wonderful job of getting second chance points, rebounding. He's turned into a rebounding machine down there on the offensive end. But just mainly bringing the energy. We were kind of flat. We weren't in sync. And it just kind of gave us a little bit of life there. And the second unit, you know, they find different ways to contribute. Sometimes they come in and extend the lead. Sometimes they come in and get hot and just hit shots like crazy. But tonight, they just, you know, they established the toughness out there, the mental toughness. And we, you know, when we came back in, we were able to, you know, get going from there. And, you know, they've been great for us all season.
What was this day like, just off the court, the Reverends marching downtown? I know you guys don't know about that while the game's going on, just the whole climate the last 24, 48 hours.
You know, I mean, we talked about yesterday as a team, you know, the whole situation, and we just agreed that we would, you know, say what we had to say. And then once today came, we would just focus on the game. And so, you know, I was totally unaware of what was going on. I knew that there were some activities downtown, but, you know, I got to guard Ginobili. You know, I got to have my mind right, you know. And so, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, we did a good job of not letting all of that become a distraction. But focusing in on, you know, the mighty San Antonio Spurs.
Grant, what was really nice to see in this game, that periodically throughout the game, there was different players stepping up.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a very balanced game for us. Guys, you know, a lot of guys came in and made plays, you know, and that's what we need. I mean, you know, they're so good at taking you out of your comfort zone and taking you away from what you want to do. But guys stepped up, made plays, and you know, guys have stepped up and made plays all season. And it just so happened that we were able to get that, you know, effort and performance from everybody tonight.
Tied at 80, and all of a sudden you guys are going to 23-12 run to blow it open.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's good. You know, hopefully we can do it some more. But, you know, that's what we've done. That's what we've, you know, we've figured things out, you know. And obviously it's great to get off to a good start. And a lot of times we'll come out and get a, you know, nice 10, 15-point lead. But I was more impressed with the fact that it wasn't really going and we didn't really have a rhythm. We weren't hitting shots. We weren't making plays. And we kind of just, you know, kept it close and then figured it out and then got that lead there and did what we had to do down the stretch to win the game. So, you know, I'm really proud of the guys. But we can't be satisfied You know, we still have to play with that sense of desperation and, you know, go down there with the mindset of trying to get a win or two.
I left you with a question earlier today about who's the toughest guy for you to go against offensively in the league.
Toughest? Current or all time?
Both.
All time, probably Pippen. He was tough. You know, as a guy who, when I was younger, liked to drive a lot, most people would give you space because they're scared of your driving, and that's what, as a driver, what you want. You want space so you can kind of go at him and force the issue. Defensively, he would get in your space, and he was always attacking defensively and always being aggressive, so you can never get that distance to go at him. So he was always tough. I can't give anybody props right now because I still got to see him.
Okay.
It's like I can't wear Jordans because I, you know, can't wear another man's shoes.
Who would have been your vote for Defensive Player of the Year, though?
Jared Dudley.
This is your longest season in your career so far.
Oh, tell me about it. Yeah. Yeah, I feel good. You know, I feel really good. I think I got to be a little smart. Game one before the Portland series. So excited to be here. I went so hard in practice the 2 days before, and I didn't have any legs in game one. I kind of did the same thing before game one the other day. So I got to be a little smarter with how I train and practice. Like, I'm not going to get out of shape this time of year, but, you know, rest is important. But I felt good tonight. I didn't do anything yesterday in practice. And, you know, whatever aches and pains you have when you win, They don't ache as bad.
Do you feel like you guys wore them down? They had to bring their starters in sooner than you.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think, you know, I think they came out to get this win. Yeah. You know, they put all they could into it to get this win. And, you know, I think maybe we did wear them down physically, maybe mentally as well. And, you know, it's got to be frustrating for them to shoot as well as they did and for us to play as bad and still be tied up at halftime. So I thought that was a big achievement for us going into the half, and we just kept it rolling there in the second half. Yeah.